Blog Talk Radio.
Special edition of Sound Health Options. We're doing happy hour tonight. We're calling it In the Mood. Usually we just have happy hour on WebEx, but we are going to put it on Blog Talk also for those of you who want to watch the show and see what we're doing as we evaluate people's vocal profiles. Go to soundhealthoptions.com. Then go to the Happy Hour link at the top of the page in orange. And if you move down the page, it will show you a link to how to actually join the show. We do demonstrations here about vocal profiling, using a personality profiler to look at what's going on in your life, your intentions, what's really going on. I love the movie The Secret. It says we can have what we want, but people don't always know what we want. And with this tiny little computer program that we give away for free, it's under downloads on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Under download, you can go to Nano Voice. That's what we're going to be using tonight, maybe. We don't ever know what's going to happen on the show, but the computer program is there for you. No registration, no anything. There's also a chart there, a note correlate chart, to tell you what the voice means. There's an hour show to tell you how to use the software with instructions, very plain and simple for you, because we want everybody to be able to use this to check their allergies, to check who they're compatible with, to check and see who's lying, who isn't, who's telling the truth in your own family and your politicians. We already have a couple of volunteers, brave volunteers, that are going to let us look at their voice tonight. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards. I'm the director of Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology in Ohio, and we do neat things. One of them is on our front page. We looked at Chris Christie's voice to see if he was telling the truth or not many months, many weeks before he was vindicated by some kind of investigation. But we look at people's vocal print, and we can tell when they're lying and when they aren't. I have a special announcement at the end of the show. Don't let me forget. We also have lots of articles for you, videos. There's a secret stash under downloads, secret stash, two videos there about what we do, one called Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease, the other, Miracles of Non-Medicine. You can download them, pass them around to your friends, give them out to your library. If you sell them, we expect a piece, so let us know if you're going to do that. We'll also give you the artwork, so it'll look nice in your local lending library or school or church or wherever you want to put them. Vocal Analysis and Sonic Apothecary. We are able to look at people's vocal profiles and tell what's going on with them. We've been doing this research for 20-some years, and we've come to the conclusion that people who have similar diseases, syndromes, traumas, emotions, have similar, if not identical, vocal prints. So I'm going to give you some information about depression and anxiety. That's what we're going to do first, because Patty is our volunteer, and that's what she said that she needs help with. So we did a project for PTSD for the Army, along with a project for traumatic brain injury, and we found 8 issues that were common to everybody that has PTSD, and that includes schizophrenia, hypervigilance, anxiety, depression, paranoia. So these 8 things are: the first layer, niacin, that's B3, calcium, linoleic acid, and zinc. And these are the people who are ill and don't know that they're ill. The next layer, these are the people who are very concerned and very, I don't know the word. They're very aware of what's going on with them. B5, pantothenic acid, magnesium, choline, and progesterone. So when we look at people, that's the first 8 things we look at because that's common with everything else. But we have a whole computer program that we're going to look at all of this and give information about mood. We can look at those 4. I'll move this over so you can see. We have a little this program called NanoVoice. So if I turn on my microphone here and I say, Hal Mel Brown Cow, I'm doing the show, I'm excited about doing the show, I'm loving it, I want it to be on Blog Talk Radio, and blah, blah, blah. Now, I have a very high G, that's magnesium. So we can look at each of these 8 things I just gave you. I gave you niacin first, that's a note of B. Linoleic acid, that's a fatty acid, note of C sharp. Zinc is the note of C. And calcium is right on the edge of D sharp and E. B5 is an A. Progesterone is a D sharp. Choline is a G sharp. What was the other one? B5, choline, progesterone, and magnesium. Did I get them all for you? Magnesium to G. Choline's a G sharp. So you would be able to use this absolutely free program and look at somebody else's voice and see if you could at least monitor those first issues. So Jennifer said we could use her as a guinea pig. So we want to get serious with Patty. So I'm going to open Jennifer's microphone. I've unmuted you, Jennifer.
Okay, can you hear?
We can hear you great. I want you to just tell me about your day. This is going to start with 0 and go to 500, so just keep talking till you get to 500 there, okay? So go. Well, you've muted your mic back, Jennifer. I'm going to unmute you again. Well, now you're muted again. Can you unmute your mic? We heard you for a few minutes.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you could unmute me from where you were.
Okay, so just talk to me about your day.
Very good.
Go.
So I had a lovely day so far. Everything seems to be synchronous and effortless. In the beginning of the day, I decided to go to the hairdresser, but I didn't have an appointment. So I gave her a call, and I said, is there any possibility you can take me? And she said, oh, yes, come right in. So immediately I went across the hill, and they took me right away. And so now I have no more gray hair, and I've come all the way back. And just in time to find that this program was about to begin. So because I'm a total newbie, I wanted to sign on early and make sure that I was crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's.
Okay, we got it. We got it. Look, 530. And I just gave you some wrong information. I told you progesterone was an A. It's really a D sharp. So we're going to put Jennifer in here. J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. And the topic is about her day, about her wonderful day, day in sync. C-Y-N-C. H. Okay, there we got it. Now, Jennifer online. So I'm going to save this. All the instructions are on our website under downloads for NanoVoice. So I'm going to save this so we can come back to it if we ever want. Now, let's go through our information. We can look at about halfway up and we see that there's two frequencies above halfway. Let me stretch this out a little bit so you can see. In this case, there is 105 hits. Now, normal is going to be about 44, I think. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute your mic, and if you want to talk, just open it back up. So that's too high, this is too high, and some of them are too low. So let's go through the things we talked about. B3 is the note of B, so that's too high. But B3 is water-soluble, so it's probably something else other than B3. We worry about these things being low or not being useful. And on the site, you can download another chart. This one is under bonus download. And there is a green piece of paper there. And we're going to look at B3, which is a vitamin. It's too tall. It's way too high. She's overloaded. So if we look at B3 and wonder why it's not being utilized, it's too high, then she needs vitamin B, vitamin C, serine, you get from wheat, tryptophan, turkey, helps to produce hydrochloric acid, bile, and stomach fluids. So we can go ahead and watch each of these things. It gives you everything that you need to start a business with this. So you can start a business and charge $10 a report, or $20 or $50. You know, depending on where you live, everything is here for you. So we know that her B might be overloaded. Let's look at linoleic acid, C-sharp, way too low. It is not at our 44 average mark. So we probably want to find some fatty acids for you, some fish oil, or just look on the internet and find them. Zinc is low. Zinc helps make insulin. Zinc helps the body heal itself. All the diaper cream is zinc to help the baby's bottom feel better. And right between D-sharp and E is calcium. That's pretty. Your calcium looks good. Okay, let's look at magnesium, which is a G. Pretty good. Very normal. That's good. B5, which is the A. Little low there on B5. Panathenic acid, you can buy calcium panathenate at your health food store. So we think zinc, we think fatty acids, and we think B5 so far. Choline is a G-sharp, little low. You can buy that at your health food store. Choline and inositol helps your brain think, helps you be able to pick up words, and go, go, go. And D-sharp looks good. That's progesterone. So if we were just evaluating you for, say, depression, then we could go look at some of these things and see, well, that shows high, that shows low. Now, this is just a generalization. So I would suggest that you go back, look at the Nano Voice, download it. And this one is fibromyalgia. If you want to download that, you're welcome to. And it gives you information about using the fibromyalgia program. There's a textbook here, a 72-page textbook under Sound Health Options Download. There's a pastel folder here that will help you do this for clients that are across the world, or you're going to be doing it over the internet or over the phone. And it's all the paperwork. You take our name off, put yours on, and you're in business. What we're trying to do is start a bioacoustic center every place on the planet, because we think that, like The Secret, the movie The Secret, you can have what you want, and this little personality profiler will show you what you really want. You know, if it's your neighbor's car, you may not really want it. You may just want one like it. So this helps work with that. Hi, Richard. I am over on Blog Talk Radio. Jennifer has a question. What's your question, Jennifer?
So my question is, when you do this in the nano voice, I've done it twice before, and each time I seem to get different, like, missing notes, high and low. So does it depend on the topic that you're talking about, how it registers?
Great question. It is very, very topic specific. You can talk about your dog, and it's totally different than talking about your dog before lunch and after, because lunch was in the middle there. Yes, running Blog Talk Radio now. You want to take over, Richard? That would be great. I've not checked it since I've checked in over here, but I'll go look. It's looking good. I don't see any chat, but we'll go on from there. I did put in the information for how people could get this downloads and software, just soundhealthoptions.com. So I'll put that in again for you. I don't know if people can see all of the chat or move up and down on the chat. So this is a personality profiler that Jennifer has volunteered to do. We're just using it in a little different way. So we can also hit this little monitor thing, and it pops up information about the personality, about this know to be, a love of humanity, not necessarily one person at a time, but you love the idea of helping a great movement or with humanity. And F sharp and F do not match. They're right next to each other, so that might indicate to me that you have some lower back pain or you have a lot of ideas that you can't get into fruition. That's what that little chart is about. It tells you what each one of these notes mean. And you had B. So let's go down and just double-click on that, open it up. You had B, very high, subtle circulation, small body mechanics, or as a emotion, think they deserve but don't know how to accomplish without appearing selfish. They are a lot of givers, and they don't get a lot back unless they can learn to step up and say, well, this is what's going on. Jennifer, I'm going to mute your mic. You've got some kind of car or something going by. So we also look here at F sharp. We'll work on things not important and leave important issues undone, at worst turn off and vegetate. The F sharp's also the powerhouse if they have a plan. But if they don't have a plan, they just sort of feel lost sometimes. But this is about kidneys and lower back. It's sexuality for men. C and C sharp is sexuality for women. And I'm talking about the hormones. So the note of B, loves humanity. They would be a minister's heart, somebody that likes to take care of the souls of other people. Now, if you like to take care of other people physically, it's the note of D. You like to see that they have the right job and all that. So this little chart comes in very, very handy. Again, just download it from soundhealthoptions.com, downloads. So now we're going to do a little different program. Now, Jennifer volunteered and said there's nothing really wrong with her. Well, I shouldn't say wrong. Nothing really bothering her. But then we have Patty, who jumped up and said, I have anxiety and depression. Can you do something about that? Well, we certainly can try to see what is an issue. I don't want to be doing a generalization, but I guess we could and do both to give us a little practice here. Jennifer, if you will send me, I have to sneeze again. Sorry about that, guys. I hope the editor cuts that out. If you will send me your email address, I will send you this report. We should look at this and see if any of it's you. You love a new idea. That means you have a project to work on. You have high ideals and expect the same of others. You challenge the opinions of others with good reason. Any of that you, Jennifer?
Absolutely.
Are you surprised that your voice could catch that?
Well, that actually goes back to the question that I had before, because depending on the topic, it seems that the notes change and the description of your personality changes. So that's why I said, is it topic specific?
Yes. If you are talking about why you can't sell your house, or why your kid can't get along, or why somebody mistreated you, it will show based on that topic.
I see.
Now, I'm going to save this, so in case you send me your...
I did. It's in the chat.
Okay. I'm going to now do something a little different. Richard, would you put this in chat for people? I'm going to open a program called Audacity. And Audacity we use to take a vocal sample. Well, and it's not moving anywhere. It won't let, there it goes. It's letting me move it over. This is a different kind of program where we were looking at Jennifer and just looking at generalities. And you can take that little program to a health food store. You can check your own allergies with it. You can see who's compatible. We may do other shows like that. But we're going to do something a little more serious here. Jennifer just said, I've got a voice and you can use it. So we're going to open Patty's mic and use this program Audacity. And George has put in the address, audacity.sourceforge.net, in the chat. Richard, could you put that in the chat over at Blog Talk, or can you get in there? Very handy. Free, yeah. Richard, can you go put that over into the Blog Talk chat? I'll do it. Let's see. Audacity dot sourceforge dot net. Yep. Okay. Now, this isn't expensive. It's totally free. You don't need the expensive one. But on the downloads, it gives you in that little booklet, that 72-page booklet, this gives you every step of what I'm going to do right now. So you really don't have to listen. Just download that text that's on our downloads under bonus. So we're going to go to Edit and Preferences. We're going to do this as mono. Go to Quality, 32,000 16-bit mono. Mono. This shows seconds. We're going to take a 30-second vocal print. Are you ready, Patty?
Yes, I'm ready, Sherry.
Okay, I'm going to push the red button, and you talk about your depression or whatever you want to talk about till we get to 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Go.
Yeah, it's been pretty debilitating. Yesterday I spent all day pretty much in bed. I mean, all day, 24 hours. Today I got up. It's a little bit better, but even now, as we're doing this program, I'm lying down and just not feeling good. The anxiety is debilitating. I feel afraid, and I don't know how to stop it. I think I did a thing with you before. You told me I was low on some vitamins, and I do believe that is something to do with it. I was taking Paxil, but I'd weaned myself off it because I really did not want to be on a pharmaceutical if I can avoid it. But other people are trying to tell me that I should get back on it, but I really do not want to get back on it, Sherry.
Okay, we got it. And when I'm listening to your voice, I think you have a GABA receptor that's run away. So I think it's too totally open. So we'll look at it. Now, I saved this as an export, and I put it into a file called Waves. So we're not going to kill this. We're just going to minimize it. Is Paxil an SSRI, Patty?
Yes, it is.
So does that have to do with GABA, Richard? Makes sense that it might kick GABA receptors in the head. Okay. We have an herbalist
Because it's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, so that means that it gets the serotonin caught in a loop. So therefore, I have that, and I can't believe it affect the GABA receptor sites as well. So the GABA can actually be smoothing or calming her down as well.
Okay, you're a little muffled here. Richard, do you want to add to what she's saying?
Not now, thanks.
Okay, so I'm going to go to my desktop and open Waves. And there's Patty right on top. What this does is bring in her voice, methylation. There's three lumps here. You see this, Richard? Four lumps. She's poisoned with something. And it's causing some inflammation. We'll look at this carefully. Did you want to say something? Was that George that come in?
No, I think it was me, honey. It's Patty. I'm just...
Okay.
You want me to mute my mic again?
Yeah, I muted your mic. But you can ask questions in the chat or just unmute your mic and go. There's an odd little thing right here that's very open. The more open something is, like this one is very open, the more active it is. Now, the gray is normal. Your voice should be in the gray, dark gray grid. Most of yours is above. This is a chart of too much. Your body is not using its resources, or you're poisoned. And since we have these lumps here that look very much alike, it looks like you are poison. So I'm going to hit this little red circle here, and it's going to cause the computer to pick all of the points that it thinks is a problem. Now, it picked this one that I thought was a problem, but it did not pick this one, and I'm not happy about that. So I'm going to go over here and delete something, and I delete it with my right mouse, and then go ahead and choose it with my right mouse and delete it with my left. So now it shows all these frequencies, but I deleted two of them because I wanted this guy right here. And there's a couple here. It's a high, and there's a couple that's open. I'll take the high one. I'm going to go back to full size and get this top one right here. I don't know why the computer did not take that. Now, I don't know if this is going to let us use all highs or not. And we're going to say Patty on happy hour and anxious. A-N-X-A-N-X-I-E-T-Y. Anxious and exact. We don't know your birthday. We're going to fake one, 12-12-12. That tells the computer we don't know. Back to full size. Gender, female, full size. Come on, computer. And we're going to say anxiety and fear. I can't spell anxiety. A-N-X-I-E-T-Y. Now, we're going to go down to this little Rubik's Cube and save this. And what we've done is ask the computer to say what points it thinks is important. And so we didn't quite like what it took, so we changed things around a little bit. So we have 24 points here. Now, I could hit this board anywhere, and you can see it's alive with frequencies. And so we just overlaid the voice on it. Now, this wouldn't be... I'm feeling very anxious today. I spent yesterday in bed. I'm laying down listening to this show. It wouldn't say that. This is from 0 cycles per second to 1,000 cycles per second. So it wouldn't sound like words at all. The computer changed it from vocal data to just rearranging the frequencies of her voice. And we're trying to find the sour notes in her song. We're trying to find the sour notes in her voice that doesn't allow her to be free and her energy running. And I have committed to do a commercial at 6:30, and it's 6:29. So hold on here while I do this tiny, tiny commercial for what we're doing today. This is a new experiment. We're doing happy hour.
Would you like to have a computerized vocal profile of your own voice for free? Would you like to know, bioacoustically speaking, what nutrients you really need? What vitamins your body is really using? Are you in training or on a team? You can help prevent injuries by knowing what muscles are too weak or too stressed. Join us for Happy Hour, and you may be one of the lucky three who will have their voice profiled live online. Contact us at soundhealthoptions.com to receive your link. You can also invite your friends.
We want to use that as an intro for this show when we use it for Happy Hour. So we were just asking people to help us test out the commercial. So I'm going to save this by hitting my Rubik's Cube back to task. There's Patty on Happy Hour. I want to put this in my Genesis file, where I started. And this is just the way I organize my computer. And I'm not going to kill this. I'm just going to minimize it. Now we're going to open a program called PTSD. And we gave this one away. Last month, and it's easy from here. We open the file that we just created on my desktop under GNS, and there's Patty's file, and we're going to look first at, let's look at her vitamins and minerals. And it says your folic acid is way too high. Deficiency causes major depression, but yours is too high. It may not be available to your body. Now, we're going to go back to that green sheet that we opened and look at folic acid. I'm hoping I can find it. Here it is. So folic acid is a vitamin, so it'll say folate here, needs B12 and C with vitamins B6 and B12 to convert homocysteine into non-harmful amino acids. Therefore, the lower the level of these three vitamins, the higher homocysteine. Not good, Patty. That is an indicator that there could be an inability to process incoming resources to rebuild your body.
Is that something, Sherry, that can be fixed, or is that something?
Absolutely. You can buy folic acid at your health food store. You can go to your online and find out what has folic acid in it. I think
okay.
Rice bran. Anybody know what rice bran medication? No, Richard, we can't without a problem of frequency here. And if you hear me answer something just in the middle, it is because we've got chat going on here a couple of different ways. Pantothenic acid. Do you remember what I said about pantothenic acid, B5? That's one of the eight, and it's too high. Now, if this was really a B vitamin, it's water soluble. So B5 is way too high. You need B vitamins, vitamin C, kind of the same thing as you need here with folate. C, E, and A, essential element of coenzyme A. Now that gives you energy. It helps you use your vitamins and minerals, and you can buy it at your health food store. So far, we have folic acid, and we have B5. Now, let's look at what the computer said about these. Pantothenic acid may reduce aggressiveness, may possess life extension capabilities. And here's vitamin D. It's too high, too. So everything is too high and not working. If we get the same kind of issue with your vitamins and amino acids, it's high also. Germanium, that helps the body complete its DNA work. I'm going to go look at amino acids, because if there's a lot of amino acids, then I know what the problem is. It's a lack of sulfur. And look at how many amino acids there are. And they're all too high.
How does that happen, Terry? Like, how do they come high like that?
They don't have their coenzymes with them. Let me look at the rest of this, and we'll run you through a program called methylation. And I bet you have some issues with sulfur.
Okay.
So we can look at SAMe. SAMe is the active methionine. Taurine helps use sulfur. Tryptophan helps use the energy of the body, and it's one of the first things that moves down into serotonin. Now, B3, B6, and tryptophan are all precursors to serotonin. Tryptophan you get from turkey and milk. I wouldn't think milk is going to be good for you. I hear it in your voice. You've got some garbage in your voice. That milk is not a good product for you. Lysine being high, is your hair getting thin?
No, hon, my hair does okay. It doesn't grow as well as it used to, but it's pretty thick.
Okay, well, lysine is part of that. But this much glutamine, I don't know why ammonia is under an amino acid, should be a toxin. Let's look at hormones. I was looking for proteins, but I don't see them. Here's genes. Anybody see proteins here? No. Pregnenolone is very high and not useful. Boy, everything coming in, it's just not useful. So I think you don't have cofactors. I'm going to open something over here to check on your GABA. I don't know what program GABA is in, except this BioDiet. And this is the professional version. So I'm going to work over here offline for just a minute. Open your information. I'll see if I can find a way to give this to you. I'm going to look at genomes. Ah, and I put it right over there where I shouldn't have. Your GABA receptors, 1, 2, 3, 4, GABA receptors are sky high, wide open, and they're the node of B. We have to get those GABA receptors shut down. GABA is a neuro exciter. That's why you're feeling all this stuff you can't put a finger on, you can't place it. So
okay.
I don't.
How do I go about cleaning that down?
I don't know if there is any pill or something like that. Yeah, I'll do her methylation.
Okay.
Oh, they're saying this is a reaction from Paxil.
Yeah.
But,
well, I think so.
Well,
I don't know. I weaned myself off it about 6 months ago, and ever since then, things have just gotten worse. And,
well, we need to find you a practitioner that's near you and that can close these receptors with sound.
Okay.
But they're suggesting in the chat here, and Richard, I am not minding the chat over there in Blog Talk at all. I'm really horrible here. Because I just can't do all of it at once. So we're going to open something called methylation mapping. And you can use any of the programs once you get that list of numbers. There's something called GABA Calm by Source Naturals. They're putting it in the chat. And just go over to the chat. You know how to open the chat? Go up to that little green tab at the top of your screen and click on chat, go to the bottom. There's some suggestions there. Thank you, Richard. But he says there is a product called GABA Calm. Source Naturals, you can get that at Amazon, can't you? Yes, Richard said.
Yes, I've heard of Gabacom. Yeah, and I have my chat open. Is that, were you talking to me, Sherry? I do have my chat open.
Yes, Richard says it's the next to the last chat. So we're going to look at a methylation workshop, a worksheet. And this looks kind of complicated, but we think I should get one that has less detail on it. That's too complicated. Oh, that's the wrong program. More detailed map. Boy, that was a detailed map. Methylation worksheet. Let me just find one, a clean methylation map, and I'll open it from there. Yes, this would be a good one. So we're looking at five different things here. I'll make this a little wider so everybody can see. Number one, this is detox. Number two, this is how the body creates energy, and there's your tryptophan that you need B6 and B3 to use. And then that moves down and makes your serotonin. But the GABA receptors are in here also. Number three, this is how you replete your DNA, get your body back to normal where it started. And number four and number five is how you use your incoming resources. And we suspect that you have a problem right down here. People who've been with us for a long time recognize your chart, and they begin to look at it in terms of it's all above this gray grid, so that means methylation issues. So that's why they encouraged me in the chat to go over and look at this map. Now, you can get this map from heartfixer.com. I will put the information in because it's pages and pages of information.
Okay, if I give you my email address, can you send this stuff to me?
You're going to have to write to me at my email address. And
okay.
It's Sherry Edwards@gmail.com.
Yeah, I have that one. Okay.
But we need to find a practitioner near you.
Yeah, definitely.
So here's the address where you can go look up all of this stuff. Thank you, Richard, for putting that in there. You're fading out on us. Your voice is muddled.
I was just looking at the different suggestions that people were putting in the chat box.
This is a very loving, very helpful group. So we're going to look at all of these. The first thing we're going to look at is your note correlate chart. And this is going to be like that nano voice. It's going to tell us what notes you have high and low. Nothing in C, nothing in C, or one is C sharp, two, five, D sharp. That's a biggie. That's where your pregnenolone and progesterone is. That's also oxygenation to your cells. But that's the biggest one. And we should look up Paxil and see if there is a relationship. We can't on the air here because we're not allowed to deal with frequencies, but I'll look it up for you later. Okay, so let's look at, I guess we just need to look at all of it. Well, I should need to check it first and look at all of it. We did that one already. Now, I will send that to you. Nitric oxide synthase, too high. This can give too much oxygen to the cells, if it really is too high, but I would think it's just not being used. But this is the activator for what's going on. And I'm going to hurry through this so I can bundle this and send it on to you. But MAOB and nitric oxide.
Okay.
So if we go, I'm having trouble moving this. So the MAOB is right here, and the nitric oxide is here. Now, when it's in a blue box, that means it's genetic. So we'd have to start way back here with oxygenating your cells. Glutathione and taurine. Glutathione and taurine are required for your body to take the bad sulfur and turn it into good sulfur. That's your issue. That's what we suspected. We suspected SUOX, which shows it's genetic, and probably AHCY, which is going to show you're putting off the sulfur in your urine in a way that's not good. But we'll continue to look. Alpha-ketoglutaric is part of your Krebs cycle, and that was in that great big map. The creatine phosphate is here, and SAMe is here. SAMe is the bioavailable form of methionine. So you need methionine to make glutathione work through all of this cascade. So you move from the methionine down to the glutathione. We should run you through Krebs cycle. We don't have time, but we should. A sets on the lower right-hand side right with the sulfur because it's in the corner there on the other mix. COMT, that is here on these cascades, and it means that electrical impulses in your muscles aren't getting where they ought to go. So you've probably got some either just dead muscles or overcompensating muscles where they get jerky on you. But you
would that explain some, I have numbness on my upper thigh. It's been like that for quite some time now, and it's beginning to spread to my right upper thigh. It feels like maybe the top few layers of my skin are just numbing out. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, that can be a symptom of B5, too. B5 can cause problems with feelings down the leg. So can calcium pyruvate, but I didn't see that on your chart. But this is the protein that keeps the electrical impulses working in the body. And so it could account for some numbness.
Okay.
Toxin of ammonia is high. You want to get rid of that. That can be a breast cancer issue. Don't want to scare you, but there it is. We need to take a deeper look at what's going on with you. So we know the glutathione, we know the taurine, the creatine, the SAMe, the nitric oxide synthase, the COMT, tryptophan. So energy, creating energy in the cells, that's what was a D-sharp about. And then using incoming resources. I would try to run you through an allergy program and look at your enzymes. I bet your liver is stressed. In this short time, we just don't have enough time to do anything with this. I don't know where you're from, but let's find a practice.
I'm in California.
We'll try to find you a practitioner.
Okay.
Last week's happy hour regarding the Krebs cycle has not been posted on the archive page yet. Please remind someone. There was one that they couldn't get posted because it just wouldn't download. That may be it. Richard wants to know if you are a diabetic.
Did you hear me say no?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not diabetic at all, no.
Okay, so in order to...
But I also, Terry, have not been to the doctor in a very long time, but the last time I was checked, they said no. This has been a few years now.
Okay, so that I can finish this, like you were going to finish a session with your client. We're going to go to bonus software. This is fibromyalgia. And we're going to look at the pastel folder. There's four things in here. This green sheet, something that says, read me first, a cover sheet, and then instructions for how to use this. And I have a pastel folder over here already opened. And these are the four things. So I am going to open my email. Patty, put your email in so we don't say it out loud for a million people to get your email.
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Okay, and then I'm going to compose an email to you. And I'm going to put the subject instructions. And I'm going to take all four of these. And I'm just holding down shift. And I'm moving them over to the email. And they're supposed to be attaching themselves. And they aren't. Maybe I have to do it one at a time since it's a PDF. No, it's not going to let me do any of it. How about if I just say attach these files and I go to pastel folder on the desktop. I will win, computer. So you might as well give up now and give me what I want. Well, now it's not even going to show me the file pastel folder. I know there are a dozen pastel folders on here. See? I just don't want to download it again because there's so many of them. I'll open this one and see if it'll let me move them over. Absolutely not. Well, I don't know what I am doing wrong here. Copy and paste. Well, they would look really bad. If I just open them, you'll see that it's not something you can copy and paste and make it look good. This is the instructions. There's that nutrient assimilation chart. There's a list on if it's high, it means this. If it's low, it's this. It just gives you all the information on how to read all of this. And then there's a cover sheet. And you can take our name off of this, put your name on, and you have a nice little cover sheet already. So we've tried to set this up so that you guys can do all of this on your own. Let me see if I can go find downloads, pastel folders. See, I don't want it in downloads. Pastel folder under pastel folder. OPQR. This lying computer. Open, cut, copy. So copy. And could I go over here and paste? Nope, won't let me. Usually I can just slide it over there and it's fine. So I don't know why it is being recalcitrant all of a sudden. Patty, please go to our site and download this. Maybe we just needed to do that.
I will. I'll download that. I'll send you my email to Gary privately.
Okay, let me write this down. It didn't come through if you gave it to me privately.
Okay, I'll do it again.
Be better organized than I am. File name, PASTEL. Folder. I want to open that. Ah! It put it on there. Okay, now I've got it. So I put instructions in there, and I wait about a half hour, and then I send them the information, because if I don't, they jump right into the profiles, and they just call me with all kinds of questions. If they just read the material, they'd have been all right. So the other thing that I'm going to do is go to this mapping and go to report. Well, first I want to make a new folder for Patty. Then I'm going to go to report and say send it all to the printer. And I'm going to say printer setup, make it a PDF file. Now, right on that download that we just showed for Sound Health Options, there's instructions there on how to turn a report into a PDF. You just tell your printer to change all the reports into a type that we can save. So I've got everything here. I'm going to say report. And I don't want to put it in Diane. I want to put it in Patty. PQR. So I want it to go right in there. No, I want it to go in Patty's file. Now it's going to behave. Well, then it went back to Diane. Good grief. What am I doing wrong here? So this is the proteins. This is the note correlate chart. So I'm going to go back over to my email here. I'll pretend a half an hour has gone by. I'm going to make another email to Patty. You see what Susan posted to you? Information is power. All disease responds to nutritional therapy. Awesome.
Yes, that's awesome.
Okay, so we're going to put this in and say vocal profiles, and I'm just going to say something like enjoy, and maybe the phone number to have her call the office and find a practitioner near her. Grab these reports. I should be able to just hit shift. Yep, move them on over. And there are attaching themselves. And then we'll send them right over. And she can look at them. And based on the steps she should take, she can see the nutrients and whatever else she needs. There's amino acids here. Protein, she can open that map to that link for autism. So she can get all the scoop about this. Now, if I'm going to send her another piece about the anxiety, I would send it as a separate file because I wouldn't want her to get the reports mixed up. So in this case, I would go to new and put in here that this is the mapping stuff, the methylation mapping. I'd put all that in there. And then the other one that we did was PTSD. So we can do the same thing with it. Say report, send a printer, printer set up, PDF, and we're going to ask it when we hit the print. Sometimes if you keep this open, it'll just go ahead and put them in there. Now, I don't know why it's doing that, but it's making my 0 KBs here. That should go over here in PTSD. So cancel. I don't know why this is doing this way. Note correlate chart we don't need. We already had it in the other one. Activators, we could save that one. Biochemical, save that one. I don't think we got all of them. We got genomes, activators, and biochemicals. So genomes, activators, and biochemicals. So let's run the reports again, because somewhere they disappeared on us. Toxin, we want to save that under this PTSD. Amino acids, toxins. I'm getting aggravated. We don't need the node correlate chart. Back one. Got two more that goes in here. Maybe this computer just worked too hard today. So now we have activated amino biochemicals, genomes, proteins, toxins. I know she had a hormone in there. Why this is just genome. We already had that one canceled. Genome, cancel. Oh, correlate chart, cancel. Well, it's insisting. Okay, I'm going to look at hormones and do a report and see what comes up just regular. Nothing came up. So when it flips through here yellow and nothing comes up, that means there was nothing on that chart. So I'm going to do the same thing with this one. Compose an email and say on here, PTSD. Grab all of these. Put them over here. Error. 0 bytes. They're all 0 bytes. Okay, I'll have to do that after the show, but I am going to say on PTSD you have folic acid and B and good grief, B5. My computer's jumping all over the place. Reports to follow. Okay, and I'll just send that way. Take these reports, they're management reports, take them to your health provider, your wellness provider, your health food store, and say, this is what is happening here, how can I get my body to clean up its act? Or you can do the research on the internet about all of this.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you very much. I will. A little overwhelmed, but I'm very glad to know all this.
Okay, I'm going to put the phone number in here for you to call the office tomorrow, 740-698-9119. Talk to Ken,
okay,
and he can find somebody near you.
Okay.
We are a little over time. I apologize for that, but I would like to make a special announcement. Well, two special announcements. One, Richard, who you see here as Talk to Me Guy, we are partners on a radio show called Revolution Radio, and is on tomorrow evening, and you can read the archive too. It's called Direction for Truth, and we are going to do two really important things. I'm going to talk to you about the lies for fracking and what this rape of Mother Earth is really doing. And we're going to expose through sonic polygraphs what's really going on at the Bundy Ranch. Who's wrong? Who's doing this for the good of the people? Who's doing this for their self-aggrandizement? Who's really involved? Who's behind Harry Reid? Because it's not Harry Reid. There is much more to this. So we would like to join you, Richard and I, for Revolution Radio. It's under Freedom Slips, you know, it's like underwear, slips, freedomslips.com. It is also behind. It is also on our site under radio. So you don't have to panic if you can't get to it. Just go to radio, go to Revolution Radio. And we also video this as we're going. And Richard, do you have any words to say about this upcoming show?
It's going to be a great show. We're talking to, I know the first hour we're spending looking at charts and talking about who's full of what or not. And then the second hour we're going to have on Tia Liberhurst, who is one of the directors for the foodandwatch.org organization, who's doing a lot of organizing and informing about fracking and how fracked up that is.
Freaking fracking. And here's a neat one. We're going to do an allergy workshop, and it's only going to be for the people who attend our radio shows. We're not allowing anybody else in. If you are on our list for having attended a radio show, you get to come to this allergy workshop, including the software, totally free. So that will probably drive people to listen to us live, huh? It's been great, people. Next week, I don't know what we're doing on Happy Hour. Maybe it's allergies. I can't remember. Marie has all that in her head. She is so organized, I don't have to be. Well, she's so organized because I can't. I don't know how. There's so many things going on. So I love it that she keeps all of this in order, and I say something. She says, no, that's not right. It's this way. And I say, yep, you're right. And because she is 100% of the time. I can't remember from week to week what's happening. But we hope you can join us for Revolution Radio. Thank all of you for being here. Thank you for helping the people that we're trying to do vocal profiles on. I love this audience and how they support each other so faithfully. And there's seldom any strange words go on here. Sometimes there is, but I didn't want to get into that, and I said it anyway. So we're going to end now. Thank you for being here, and we'll hear you tomorrow evening. Archives of this is on our front page probably in a few minutes. Richard, how do I end Blog Talk Radio? Just do a commercial? Or are we already ended?
Have you had enough? Our civil and health rights are being ignored at every turn. More than ever, alternative health care services are needed. Please accept our invitation to be a part of the renovation of healthcare in America. Guardian Party members receive free software, free online classes, free monthly newsletter, free forum access. For more about health for the people, by the people, visit us at www.guardiansofthepeople.com.